time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. Joins us about every other week. We're going to talk a few things. We like to talk about some of the events that are coming up in Emery County, things that are going on. And then he wants to highlight one department in the county. This time around, we're going to talk about the Water District and what they do and how they help out as an integral part of Emery County. And then we'll talk about the commission meeting, a lot of county fair business, it sounds like, and then some interesting information as far as law enforcement is concerned as well. Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dave.
So let's start off like we always do. How are things going right now over there in Emery County?
Good. You know what? The sun's shining, and I've mentioned this before, when you can drive around town and see kids out playing and listening to the crack of the bat from the baseball going on, soccer players. I mean, it's nice to see spring come and people getting out of their homes and serving each other. And so, yeah, it's cool to see the sun come out and the people out of their homes.
That's right. It's always a good time when you can get people outdoors and get them out enjoying what's going on in the area and having a good time, isn't it?
Yes. Yep, it is.
All right. So we wanted to always start like we do, talk about a few events. One of them has already happened, and you wanted to kind of highlight some of it because it was kind of important, the Junior Entrepreneur Program. Let's talk about that for just a moment and let us know what was going on over there.
Yes, the Junior Entrepreneur Program is pretty amazing. It's been going on for a few years. Some really good partners there. I don't want to mention all the names, but those involved in the Junior Entrepreneur Program are very appreciated. And those youth and parents that have their kids involved. There were over 36 participants in the Junior Entrepreneur Program this year. And they had a Shark Tank last week. Some pretty amazing judges that went through the youth or the juniors' business plans, looked at their products, and they were able to fund over 17 businesses at over $7,800. A lot of these businesses ranged from service to raising chickens to snow shack, jewelry. And the cool part about it is we get to have these junior entrepreneurs at our county fair and at other events that they see fit that might fit their product. So amazing program to help generate entrepreneurs in Carbon and Emery County so that they can have that entrepreneurial mindset.
And not only that, but from here, they're going to take the money they got, the incubator money, so to speak, I guess we could call it, and they're going to go to product with it. And then what's going to happen with that?
Yeah, so they'll go to product. We have the money housed, so those products that they need, we'll pay for those products. And the business chamber has been a really good partner to help house that funding. And then we have a good balance of paperwork and budget keeping there. So the junior entrepreneurs, once they purchase those products through the business chamber, we're able to administrate all that through the business chamber.
And in the past, they've been able to, like, set up a booth at the fair or something like that. Is that going to happen this year as well?
Yeah, yep. They have a free booth at the county fair. And usually the other events either give them a free spot or give them a discount to be a part of those county events.
So we've got that coming up to look forward to. And then on the 17th of May, you said it's the Business Chamber's Lunch and Learn meeting. And what's this going to be all about this time around?
Yeah, so we wanted to highlight the Business Chamber Lunch and Learn. And so that's May 17th at noon. That is free lunch for those that want to come. We'll be talking about the county fair, the different activities, what we have coming down the pipe. One thing to mention that's pretty exciting is we did get a professional video from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, of the Castle Valley pageant from 2008. That was the last year that Montel Seeley was in the pageant before he passed away. So we're excited to show that on the Thursday evening. So the county fair is the last weekend in July. So it will be that last Thursday in July at the auditorium at the high school. And we'll show that Castle Valley Palette pageant. It meant a lot to our community for a lot of years. And when it went away, it went away. And I don't think many of us have been able to see the pageant for a lot of years. So it was amazing to get the recording and that we can show.
All right, so that will be coming up. And that's, do they need like a head count? Do they want people to give them a call and say, hey, I'm coming, or anything like that?
For the county fair?
No, for the lunch and learn.
Oh, sorry. For the lunch and learn, yeah, that would be good to give a head count. If you're interested, if you could reach out to the business chamber or Patsy Stoddard if you're interested in coming. I wish I had her email, Dave. So emerycountychamber.com.
So give them a shout if you're interested and want to go to that. Now, as you always do, you wanted to kind of highlight one department this week, and that department is the Water District. So let's talk about them for a little bit.
Sure. So this time of year, there's obviously, we know there's a lot of snow on the mountain. It looks like there's a lot of water coming down our waterways. Just wanted to highlight our water districts and the work that they're doing right now to manage the water, to keep our community sustainable. And so just want to give them a lot of credit for what they're doing right now and the stress that it's got to have to make sure that we mitigate flooding as well as keep as much water as we can to sustain our livelihoods here in Emery County.
So, yeah, everything water revolves around the Water District, doesn't it?
It does, and the management of water. And we have a lot of people that survive on that asset. So we're a lot of kudos to our Water Districts to provide that for us.
All right, and then let's wrap up with some talk about the commission meeting, the latest commission meeting. A lot of it, you said, had to do with county fair business, and we've talked about some of that, but have you got I think you said you have an artist announcement.
Yeah. So we are bringing Maddie Wilson to do entertainment for a 90-minute show on Friday before the rodeo during the county fair, and she's very good. So excited to announce Maddie Wilson will be coming to the Emery County Fair. And then another agenda item that we talked about was law enforcement that you mentioned earlier, Dave. So what we're doing is we're giving sign-on bonuses for certified law enforcement officers and basic correctional officers. So these are certified and ready-to-go officers. We have some positions that we need to fill in our sheriff's office, and so we did approve a bonus for those that want to sign on with Emery County on the commission meeting.
So it sounds like you've got a lot on your plate between now and, well, when the fair finally does start. You got a lot more planned to do, don't you?
Yeah, a lot more plans, and we're excited. I love when events bring our communities together and we get to see each other and get out of our own ruts for a little while and go visit each other and have some events. So I'm excited for summertime.
All right. Well, I think a lot of other people are too. Commissioner Jordan Leonard, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it. We're going to let you get back to the business of Emery County. How's that sound?
Hey, thank you, Dave, and you have a great day.
You as well. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.